listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. Be sure to check back to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So this week we are very much in Gemini season. It's the sun is moved into Gemini, Mercury moved into Gemini, and that happened last week. So you're definitely already feeling the energy because we've been kind of swimming around in it for a week. So if you have Gemini in your chart or you are a Gemini, then you're going to kind of be swimming around in your element because it feels good because it's who you are and how you are. But if you're not, it could be, if you're a more grounded sign, it could be like scattering and make you feel kind of anxious and ungrounded. So there's a lot of stuff going on this week. We're coming up to the new moon, but then we've also got quite a few connections that are important before leading up to the new moon, which is about 6 days away, happening on the 3rd. Is it the 3rd? Yeah, it's happening on the 3rd of June. PST. So you have to look up where you are to figure out exactly when it is. So, but this week we do have, there's a conjunction between the Aries moon coming on Tuesday with Chiron, which can bring up like our wounded identity or even maybe give you, because the moon is our feelings and it's in Aries. So it kind of gives you, Aries is kind of got an entitled energy. Most fire signs actually have that, like that certain sense of knowing that they deserve the best or that they deserve good things in life. So it kind of gives them a confidence. So there is the moon in Aries conjunct Chiron in Aries can give you some insight into where maybe your personality or your sense of self has been wounded in some way and give you like an insight into how to possibly fix that as well. The same day there is, which is the 28th, there is a definite connection between the moon in Pisces and, so it changes signs that day, but the moon in Pisces connecting to Pluto and Capricorn help us. Again, it's like a manifesting reality energy. So if you have any dreams that you're trying to bring into this real world, those two energies together can be really wonderful to assist you in that. Wednesday, there's going to be a square between Mercury in Gemini and Neptune in Pisces. And they both rule those signs. So it's a mutable meaning it's very flexible, shifty, changing, almost chameleon-like energy. They both share that, but they come at life from a very different perspective. Pisces, the Neptune is the ruler of Pisces, and it's in its own sign, is very emotional and sensitive and tapped into the cosmic, and it can be tapped into kind of otherworldly things, whereas Gemini is often very much, it's Mercury, very much tapped into this world and what's a happening here in the real world. So it's a different, they're different energies. They can both be, because they're mutable, prone to like little white lies or fibbing, because it's, everything's a changing all the time and you never know what's going to happen down the road. So it's this sort of slippery energy, both, but they're not compatible. They square each other. And I think that's very much that the Neptune Pisces energy is trying to understand the whole cosmos and the bigger picture and what we believe and, you know, otherworldly assistance and these very big, difficult to ponder, slippery topics that are kind of out of our human consciousness most of the time. And that doesn't really jive with Gemini because it would rather just kind of touch base on all these little topics instead of necessarily figure out the big, big kind of machine that we're all in. They just want to tap down on all the little topics. So you have that. We all can be good at that right now. So if there's lots of little things you need to get done, things especially having to do with siblings or things, because that's Neptune rules the 3rd house and that has to do with communications and our comings and goings in our own neighborhood and the people that we connect with in our own neighborhood. So it's kind of a good time to nurture that energy, especially if you happen to be an introvert. It could help you get out there and, you know, mingle or meet people. Because being an introvert is tricky stuff, because I'm definitely an introvert. And I have, like, I think maybe to adapt, but I moved so much as a little kid. Like, I went to 11 elementary schools. That was twice a year until I was about 12. And then I think the longest I ever lived anywhere was when I was in Japan for 4 years. So I moved a lot as a kid, but it didn't help me. Like, even though I was an introvert and I had to get out there and meet people, I was able to kind of push past the introversion, I guess, and make my way meeting people. So even though my inner self really prefers not to, like, mingle or talk to people, like, seriously, we moved from, like, an acreage into a neighborhood, and now I have, like, neighbors all around me, which is a weird thing for me. Like, and I have a Scorpio moon, so I'm, like, super, like, aware of all the different angles that my neighbors could be watching me, which is super weird. But it's true. I think this is an introverted thing as well. So it's really tricky, because that's actually why we're landscaping the front, because I don't want my neighbors, like, staring at me all the time and knowing when I'm coming and going and what I'm doing. And so, but it's, like, a total pain in the ass to have this trait, because I want to be out there, like, gardening and getting everything done, but I'm like, do it in these little snippets where, like, I'm pretty sure no one else is around, so I don't have to have, like, an interaction with my neighbors, which is stupid because everybody seems really nice. It's not like, you know, it's not like I moved into a bad neighborhood or anything, but it's just this really kind of pain in the ass part of my character that I should be able to kind of overcome right now. So I'll let you know if I can overcome it. So far, not. I haven't really accessed it, but I have Gemini in the 12th house too. So, you know, that's the subconscious part of ourselves, the part that we can't get easily, we can't easily access. And that's where, like, we can tap into past lives. Like, who knows? Maybe I had a past life where I was hiding from the Germans or something. I have two German sister-in-laws. That's very possible. So I was hiding from the Germans, and I became very conscious of the danger of neighbors, or, you know, it's weird. Like, why do I even care? But it's definitely something I'm dealing with. So hopefully you do not have Gemini in the 12th house, and you can just, like, tap into that part of you that gets out and mingles and enjoys social situations and, you know, schmoozing with your neighbors and, you know, getting out there like a butterfly, sampling all the different flowers and all the different things to offer. Hopefully you can tap into that. Gemini is helping with that. And we're coming up to the Gemini new moon as well. Also, if you have any need to communicate, any need to be clever, any writing that you need to do, Geminis are funny and witty and good with words, which is very nice. That's a great trait, especially in the world of communication. So if you need to do any of those things, now is the time. You'll have the support of the Gemini energy. We do have the opposition between Mercury in Gemini and Jupiter in Sagittarius. So those are very different energies, both again in their own sign. There's lots of planets in their own sign. So there's sort of like a congruency of, like, everybody's on its own team right now, kind of thing, even inside of you, depending, of course, how your aspects connect. But there's this sort of possible clarity. Tricky, though, because we do have Neptune, Jupiter, and it can bring us all these ideas and these visions and these understandings, and all this interesting stuff is going on, but the clarity is still not entirely there, or the 100% focus isn't really accessible right now. But still, if you can remain open and allow yourself to think big and philosophize and try and figure out what the bigger picture is and what your goal is and where you're trying to go in life. And then also with the Gemini Mercury, allow yourself to circulate, allow yourself to maybe attend some social gatherings, connect with friends, go shopping, do some writing. So with the opposition, you want to bring in, even though you can be pulled in different directions, you want to bring in both of those energies. You want this and that, not either or. That's always the thing to remember with oppositions. Thursday, which is when we have this opposition with Jupiter, the 30th, we also have a sextile between Venus in Taurus and Neptune in Pisces. And that is a very dreamy, lovely, warm, grounded yet magical, which is so cool. Kind of like fairies. Fairies seem like fairies or leprechauns. Well, leprechauns, I think fairies have a lot of kind of darkness attached to them too. But I'm thinking of like the nature fairies, like the mythical, lovely worlds of imagination connecting down with the real world. That's kind of happening right now. And I don't know if you've heard, I'm sure you probably have, of the Schumann resonance, which is like they've measured basically the heartbeat of the earth. And for a long time, it stayed at just this certain level. And it was like the kind of like the aura or the energy of the earth was this resonance. And recently, in the past few years, that it's changed. This same beat that it used to have is now raised much higher. It like spikes up, which I think it has to do with solar activity, solar flares. But all of a sudden, just recently, it's really spiked up quite drastically when it had maintained the same for, I think it was discovered in the 70s or something. It maintained for a long, long time the same exact resonance. It's like measuring the heartbeat. And now all of a sudden there's just this much more energy pouring in. So I think if a lot of people think that it has to do with the evolution of the planet, and that resonates with me. That makes sense that we're being... The earth plane is being kind of upgraded so that our consciousness expands and we can use and understand ideas that we previously had no way to know or connect to. The internet is very much a part of that. How we share ideas is just, it's exponentially expanded in such a very short period of time. And this resonance, the Schumann resonance, I think it very much is mirroring the evolution or the expansion of humanity or the planet or all the planets on the earth plane. So make sure that you are connected to these ideas because it kind of gives you an ability to tap into things that can help change your life very quickly, can help you grow and expand and be conscious of what you're choosing and choose what you want. Instead of just kind of bumbling along in this like denser plane of reality, we're all upgrading now. And that's just super liberating for all of us. Like, it's so liberating and exciting. So remember, if you are feeling any weird feelings, anxieties can creep up, like just feeling physically exhausted, having new body sensations, having new ideas, new understandings. Check with the Schumann resonance. Check and see, is something going on? Or to also, I always check the solar storms and solar activity because I often find I feel more anxious or unsettled when there's like a big solar storm going on. And for years, you know, I didn't know that. And then all of a sudden it kind of occurred to me that maybe this is related to something kind of outside of myself. It's not something coming from within necessarily. And that's when I discovered solar flares and solar storms and was like, oh my God, I actually physically and emotionally react to this happening, even though I didn't know that it was happening for a long time, which is very much, I guess, how we're all tapped into the resonances and frequencies of the planets that affect us as well. So that's kind of exciting. If you do feel any anxiety or ungroundedness through this Gemini period, be sure to ground and check for sources. Check to figure out where it might be coming from. Because it might not just be that you're crazy. It could be that you've actually tapped into stuff that's going on beyond our realm of understanding, which is pretty cool. So then we have on Friday a very supportive grounding trine between Venus in Taurus and Capricorn Saturn. So again, both in their own signs, very much helping us build a new foundation, build solid structure, build. There's this weird kind of thing going on with Taurus, Uranus in Taurus, which those two energies don't really go together, but it's like a wonderful mix for restructuring, kind of wiping away the old, make sure you keep the good stuff, and laying a new foundation. So the Taurus can do this repetitive actions that are needed to create reality. But the Uranus comes in. It's like, look at these ideas. Look at this way we can change. Look how we can evolve. Look at the possibilities. Look at technology. And even like, look at nature with Taurus and maybe somehow tying in nature and technology, the nature of technology or technology connecting to nature in some way could all be going on right now. So it's a good time to understand that things are changing and they're changing fast and they're changing fundamentally. And our world is becoming more, in a way, hospitable, I guess. We have more power as humans, especially, you know, we all do choose where we tune in and what we, what we believe in or what we give our energy to. So again, if you're tapped into the news or if you're tapped into, you know, alternative news or wherever you're finding your information, like be conscious of filtering out like everything that you decide to believe in or give your attention to, you're voting for essentially. So be careful what you are drawn to and make sure that you've always got your lens of consciousness and self-sovereignty on when you are entertaining notions of different kinds, because you want to make sure that what you've put your energy into and what you believe is actually supportive to you and drawing to you what you need. So there is a high level of conscious understanding needed for you to fully access and take advantage of these energies that we've got going on right now. But we have access to that level of consciousness as well. So it really shouldn't be a problem at all. Mars in Cancer is going to be sextiling the same day the moon in Taurus. And that gives us kind of a down home, like an energy, like a powerful sort of oomph into the area of family and connecting with loved ones and to grounding yourself in your little nest or your abode. We all need a comfortable home or a safe place to really become who we are and a sanctuary to protect us, like Cancer. And Mars is in Cancer right now, making sure that whatever you need to do to shore up your home and maybe even the perimeter of your home and the boundaries of your world, now would be a perfect time to do that and put that energy in, which may help me get my landscaping done, even though my neighbors are going to be watching me do it. But it's important to get this done. And especially as we kind of go through the unfolding of time, through the seasons and the days, there's certain times that are better for other things. And the world as it's structured now with its 9-to-5 work week and weekends off, and you can get, you know, holidays every year, and we give children school time off, but it's completely unnatural, all of that, into the flow of time and energy. So I think that's a lot of why people end up on pharmaceutical drugs, just to kind of try and adapt to what's expected of them, which is a really unnatural thing most of the time for most of us. I mean, there's certain signs that sure, they love the routine and the structure of the 9-to-5 world and they're good at doing the methods required on a daily basis. But most of humanity, I would like to assume, is very happy to be free with their time being spent in ways that they want to spend it, which is, that's the kind of thing, if you go with the flow right now, you'll be able to tap into the energy you need to get what you actually need done in real time. So the tricky part is discerning what matters and what doesn't matter. And that's kind of what we're here to do, is to use our discernment and make sure we invest in things that matter and in situations that matter, because that will make sure we create matter that matters to us. So the weekend is kind of looking good. There's that grounding energy. There's kind of a depth to it. Like, you know that what you're doing is important and that what you're creating is important and that it's going to have lasting value. So make sure that you invest in that. Invest in something. Don't just like sit around doing nothing. Invest in something. Invest in yourself. Invest in the creation of your life. Invest in you. So with the new moon, this will be happening on the 3rd of June, and it's exact at 12 degrees 34 minutes of Gemini. And wherever you have Gemini in your chart is where it's going to be active. And it's definitely, you know, there's some challenges that day because it is squaring Neptune. And that square, it can create, squares are stressful, right? They're causing you to adapt somehow and to negotiate and to stretch or to push yourself or to, they kind of just don't let you rest. Like if there's a trine in the house, you might just not get stuff done. You might just kind of laze around and enjoy your freedom and not have any real ambitions. But when a square is in the room, stuff needs to happen. Something must happen. And there's that pressure inside of us, you know, niggling a problem we have, or, you know, you want to do one thing, but really life is demanding you do another thing. Or it's just this kind of complicated stress that we all experience because everybody has squares. But, you know, it's really the people with the most squares in their chart that accomplish the most to the outside world, because there's this inner, an inner driving force kind of always harassing them. So that we have that right now. Neptune is the square to the moon, and it's in Pisces, so it's a gentle harassing. It's more of a like, be conscious of what you're putting out there. Be conscious of what you're drawing to you. With Neptune, it's very aware of otherworldly things. It's very aware of dark entities. It's aware of, you know, ghosts and shadow people and apparitions. All cultures have similar like mythology and similar awareness of certain things. Like if you've ever experienced sleep paralysis, which is a creepy thing. It's only happened to me a couple of times, but it's kind of terrifying. But this is a phenomenon in all cultures, and many people will describe the exact same thing, where it felt like they had something pushing on their chest or sitting on their chest, and it creates a great deal of anxiety, and they have a hard time like pushing it off and waking up out of it. And this goes through all cultures, which I very much believe is some kind of dark force that's attaching to you when you're sleeping. So be conscious of these things. Even if you don't want to be conscious of these things, it's better to make sure that your energy is clear and that you feel grounded on the earth, and that I love patchouli. It makes me feel very grounded and protected. But I also have crystals that I have around me all the time because I feel oddly connected to my crystals. And I love them. And also plants. Plants keep your energy clear as well. Just a conscious grounding and awareness that you need to clear your space, and that it's your space and nothing else and no one else is invited into it, especially without kind of a loving intent, right? There's lots of guides and help out there too that are lovely and helpful. And we all, I believe, have our own higher self guiding us. And we also have, I think, lots of different guides that are here to come in at different times and assist us in whatever we're trying to get through. Maybe you're going through a period of grief, or you've lost someone or something that's important to you. And there's a guide that comes in that can help bolster you through that. And then your energy will change. You will get through the grief because emotions are meant to flow. So as long as you allow yourself to feel your feelings, then you know you're going to move through them, which is comforting, especially when you're in a dark spiral of real shitty emotions. But just keep yourself clear. And if you've encountered something that is negative or that isn't good for your energetic systems, your intuition will let you know. Maybe you'll start to have anxieties you never had before. You'll start thinking thoughts you hadn't thought before. Like just energy that's kind of piggybacking on you that's not yours becomes apparent, especially if you're tuned into who you really are and what you're here to do. You can kind of sense what's around you. I'm sure that you can. Especially, I think people that are tuned into astrology are very often tuned into these other realms, right? And the things that can affect us from the other realms. So with that square, I think with the Gemini new moon, be conscious. Know that you can sense what's around you. It may be people or situations or, you know, entities. It could be anything really attached to your system. Just be conscious and you'll be able to have some real good insight. Even if it comes in the form of dreams, or it comes in the form of, you know, visions. You could have flashes in your own mind's eye. Just be open to perceptions. Maybe you write a poem or you do some automatic writing, something that brings you information that will help you clear energy that's negative and bolster yourself with only positive energy. That's a good intention for this new moon in Gemini. Also, there is an opposition with Jupiter and Sagittarius on the new moon, so it's expanding everything. Jupiter is like such a big thinker and very philosophical and looking for justice and rightness and the truth. And Gemini is kind of like, well, you know, whatever science is, whatever you want it to be. That's what Gemini is. Trump is a Gemini and he's very slippery. And that can be a Gemini trait. It's, you know, all signs have their good and their bad. But the Gemini ability to, for the truth to be slippery is possible right now. But if you tap into the good side of Gemini, you can use like the verbal wit and the good communication skills, combine that with the Jupiter like big picture vision, you could create something massive, like a publishing house or, you know, even like a world organization to help the poor, or maybe not the poor, maybe it would be more like an organization to help people learn to write or something like that. It might not be as far-reaching with Gemini as saving Africa or something. But whatever you need to do to communicate, this is a good time with this Gemini new moon, for sure. So if you have time to write or think of clever tweets or use your words in magical ways, there is going to be a pressure to do that with this new moon. So do use it in whatever way you can. But remember, Gemini is very good at connecting you to the world around you, connecting you to especially the immediate world around you, not like the faraway world that Jupiter loves and Sagittarius loves, but the right here, right now world that you have right here and right now. And we all should be tapped into that because that's where we're most effective, that the present is our point of power. So I think that is definitely it for this week up until the 3rd of June with the new moon in Gemini. Oh, and this is, I should have mentioned that earlier. This is my 100th episode of the Everyday Astrology Podcast, which is a really big deal to anybody who podcasts, probably would really relate to this. It's a big deal because when you start, you know, nobody really listens and you don't know whether anyone's even going to care. It's a very much kind of solo endeavor, especially if you're doing a podcast like this one. And it can be kind of daunting. But to make it to 100th episode is a really big accomplishment. And I feel really grateful to all of you who have stuck with me and listen every week, which it's very encouraging. I really do, knowing that you're there and that you're appreciating what I'm doing and, you know, maybe even learning things or getting some insight into your own life is just super heartwarming, and I greatly appreciate it. So I hope that you'll stick with me for another 100 episodes. If you have any ideas for a direction that you would like this podcast to go, please do let me know, because any ideas are very much welcome. I do plan to have, and I have right since the beginning, but I guess I'm still kind of getting in the groove and figuring out how to do all of this. So I guess now I feel like I know how to do it. So what I'd like to do is bring in more guests and especially astrological guests or people who know about astrology, want to talk about astrology, how astrology works in our everyday, because there's so many angles on it that it's just amazing. Astrology is like a big, beautiful tree with many different branches. So I would like to bring in guests that if you happen to have any astrological things you would like to talk about and would like to be a guest, please do get in contact with me, because that would be awesome. Also, you know, I should, but I feel so awkward like soliciting for reviews. But if you could give a review, if you like the podcast, especially if it's a good review, I really, you know, a not good review would be really like hard on me at this point. Maybe wait until I get to 200 episodes, then you can give me a bad review. But a great review on iTunes would do so much to help the podcast grow and get more listeners, because there's a lot of us interested in astrology in the world, for sure. You can look around the internet and see we're all kind of there learning and growing and understanding and evolving together. And this is such a wonderful helpful resource so that we can tap into our reality and know how to make it work out for the best for us and everyone else. So happy 100th episode, Everyday Astrology listeners. Thank you so much. I so appreciate you listening. And if you have any questions or any comments, oh, and if you would like to have, I'm going to give away a chart reading to the first three people that contact me, and I need your birth date, time, and place. I will set up a free reading with you, which is kind of in celebration of this 100th episode. So please do be in touch, and thank you so much for listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast.